After months of on-again, off-again negotiations that most people thought hopelessly deadlocked, Democratic Senators Chuck Schumer and Joe Manchin announced a surprise agreement late Wednesday on a bill to address inflation, health care costs, climate change, and corporate taxes. President Joe Biden spoke at the White House Thursday morning about the agreement.
It's called the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022. Some of you will see a lot of similarities between the beginning of the Build Back Better initiative. It's not all of it, but we've moved a long way.
Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia issued a statement saying, Build Back Better is dead, and instead we have the opportunity to make our country stronger by bringing Americans together. Senator Chuck Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader, spoke to reporters about the bill.
Last night, Senator Manchin and I announced an agreement on a reconciliation package, the Inflation Reduction Act, that will finally deliver on some of the biggest challenges facing the American people: lowering costs, fighting inflation, fighting climate change, and making health care more affordable in this country.
The bill would spend $64 billion to continue subsidies for health care premiums under the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, for the next 3 years. It would also allow Medicare to negotiate reduced prescription drug prices, saving $290 billion. Biden also spelled out one particular benefit for some people on Medicare.
By putting a cap of a maximum $2,000 a year, they have to pay no more than $2,000 a year, no matter how many prescriptions they have, for all the prescription drugs, which is especially important for people with cancer and long-term diseases. It's a godsend. It will literally be a godsend for many families.
The Medicare savings are part of the funding for the bill, the rest coming from new corporate tax hikes, including a corporate minimum tax, altogether raising more than $700 billion. And finally, the measure would spend $369 billion to address the climate crisis.
Now, let me be clear. This bill would be the most significant legislation in history to tackle the climate crisis and improve our energy security right away. It'll give us a tool to meet the climate goals that are set, that we've agreed to, by cutting emissions and accelerating clean energy, a huge step forward.
Some climate activists have expressed support for parts of the bill, but also disappointment since it's so much smaller than Biden's original proposal. 350.org calls it a bait and switch on climate, saying there are good pieces in the bill, but also what it calls giveaways to the fossil fuel industry. For example, the Mountain Valley Pipeline project to ship shale gas from West Virginia, a project that Manchin wanted, would move forward under a separate bill. Also included are some fossil fuel leases on the Gulf Coast. But Schumer says it's still a big accomplishment.
Look, Senator Manchin wanted certain things in the bill that the vast majority in our caucus didn't want. But we had a North Star, 40% reduction in carbon. The BBB bill had 45% reduction. So getting to 40 was a remarkable achievement, and that includes the things we didn't like that Manchin put in the bill.
The sudden announcement of the compromise caught Republicans by surprise. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, who, like most people, thought the negotiations were dead, had threatened to block the CHIPS semiconductor bill if Democrats moved ahead on their other issues. And the agreement was announced just hours after Republicans allowed Senate passage of the CHIPS Act. Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana said, "Looks to me like we got rinky-dude," adding, "That's a Louisiana word for screwed." Senator John Thune is a Republican from South Dakota.
Yesterday afternoon, Democrats, Senator Manchin, Joe Manchin from West Virginia, and their leadership announced the latest version of their Build Back Better tax and spending spree, which they are bizarrely calling the Inflation Reduction Act. Now, I have to say that when I say they announced it, I think it certainly blindsided Republicans, but I think it also blindsided, I'm told, an awful lot of Democrats.
Republican leaders are urging their caucus to oppose the Inflation Reduction Act in the House. Democrats are hoping for quick passage. They can only afford to lose 4 Democrats. And in the narrowly divided Senate, Arizona Democrat Kyrsten Sinema is a big question mark. President Joe Biden says the bill is far from perfect, being a compromise, but it is still vital.
The fact is that my message to Congress is this. This is the strongest bill you can pass to lower inflation, cut the deficit, reduce health care costs, tackle the climate crisis, and promote energy security, all the time while reducing the burdens facing working-class and middle-class families. So pass it. Pass it for the American people. Pass it for America.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.